USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas is creating a web page for donations to support the victims of the Uvalde school shooting. Governor Greg Abbott saying the Robb School Memorial Fund will help stitch back together everyone affected by the attack. 19 students and two teachers were killed Tuesday when an 18-year-old stormed into the classroom. The shooter was killed over an hour later by a Border Patrol agent. Gas prices are setting a new record this Memorial Day weekend. The AAA station survey saying the price for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.60 a gallon. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says people in his state are feeling the pain at the pump.
How do you work through it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people, I imagine, can't drive less if they have to get to work, if they have to take their kids to school. So you're cutting it somewhere else.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden's job approval rating is falling. A new NBC News survey found just 39% of Americans approved of Biden's job as president, while 56% said they disapproved. Just 33% of Americans say they approved of the president's handling of the economy as inflation continues to soar, while 23% approved of Biden's handling of the cost of living. Regarding inflation, the price of butter is up 16% and meat prices are up 13.9%. Clota Lawless owns a restaurant in Chicago, Illinois.
I thought at this stage that we would be in a better position financially, but it's been very difficult, mainly because of where we're at right now with inflation.
That audio courtesy of CNN, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is now in the hands of the jury. Lawyers for the former celebrity couple presented their closing arguments Friday in the defamation case against Heard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
We are learning more details about the murderer at a Texas elementary school.
The gunman in the Uvalde school massacre walked through an unlocked door unchallenged, then killed 19 children and two teachers while in their classroom for an hour before a tactical team ended the rampage. A Uvalde high school senior describes the child gunman and his warning signs on ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
And I don't see this covered, and I'm going to put this out there. He would hurt animals. He was not a good person. He would go to the parks and try to pick fights.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russia is calling on the West to lift sanctions over the war in Ukraine as the international community blames Moscow for a growing food crisis that has gotten worse by Ukraine's inability to export tons of grain and other products. Ukraine is one of the world's largest suppliers of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil. But Russia's blockade of ports is grinding shipments to a halt, endangering global supply. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby in a briefing says Moscow is using food as a weapon.
This is just another part of a brutal way of prosecuting a completely unprovoked war. Now they're using economic tools as weapons. They're weaponizing food. They're weaponizing economic assistance.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.